This week's parasha begins, Noach ish tzaddik tamim hoya b'dorosav. That Noach was a tzaddik b'dorosav in his generations. And we know what Rashi says, that yesh dorshim l'shvach, yesh dorshim l'gnai. Some interpret this pasuk as a praise of Noach, and some interpret it as belittling Noach. Some darshim l'shvach, that b'dorosav, afilu b'dorosav, Noach was a tzaddik. If he lived in Avraham Avinu's generation, he would have been an even greater tzaddik. And others are Dorish Lignai, the Darshan in a way that seems disparaging of Noach, that Ilu Hoya Bedorashal Avram Lohoya Nachshav Leklum. If he lived in Avram Avinu's generation, then Noach would have been considered like nothing, nothing like Avram Avinu. At first glance, it seems puzzling, two approaches of Chazal that seem to be diametrically opposed to each other. How can it be that they interpret the Pasuk, the words of the Pasuk, in two totally different ways that seem to contradict each other? Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in the Sefer Taima Dekra, quotes from the Chazon Ish that perhaps there really isn't this theorem, perhaps there really is no contradiction between the two Perushim. They're both agreeing. What Chazal is saying is that, of course, Noach reached a certain level in Tzidkus. And the level that Noach reached was not anywhere near Avram Avinu's level. It was Lo Nachshav Leklom. Klapei Avram, the level that Noach reached, was nothing. But the reality is, he was in a generation of Rishayim. He was in a generation where his environment was not encouraging, it wasn't supportive of Ruchnius, didn't help him grow. And that's why he reached the level that he reached. He couldn't go any higher. Say Chazal, if Noach had lived in Avram Avinu's generation, then he would have been an even greater tzaddik. He would have reached a higher level, because Avram Avinu's hashpah on him would have inspired him, and it would have galvanized him and caused him to reach an even higher level. And that's what Chazal is saying, that the level that Noach reached was taka nothing like Avram Avinu. But ilu haya bedor shel Avram, if Noach had lived in Avram Avinu's generation, he would have reached an even higher level, because Avram Avinu's hashpah would have had an impact on him. We find a similar idea in Parashas Bereishis, that often items when placed together, people when placed together, one can influence the other, one can enhance the other. The Pasuk says at the end of Ma'aseh Bereishis, Vayara Elokim es kol asher osa v'hinei tov ma'od. And the Mefarshim ask, why was this Pasuk necessary? Throughout Ma'aseh Bereishis, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates each element of the Bria, it says, Vayara Elokim ki tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that it was good. So of course, if every element of the Bria was good, then altogether, the Bria must have been good as well. So why was it necessary to write this pasuk? The Sefer Kli Yoker explains that the Tov that's referred to throughout Ma'aseh Bereishis is very different than the Tov that's referred to at the end of Ma'aseh Bereishis. If each element of the Bria was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared Ki Tov, that it was good. Every element of the Bria had value, it had a purpose, it had a tachlis in the world. Each creation by itself had tremendous potential and great value. But at the end of Ma'aseh Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the interplay of the different parts of the Bria. The physical world, the animal kingdom, man. He saw it all together. And at that point, he declared once again that it's good. Because sometimes when different items are placed together, they don't blend properly. They don't merge in a beneficial manner. When Hashem saw the beautiful relationship between all the elements of the Bria, when he saw how they enhance and complement each other, then he declared Ki Tov, that this too was good. Not only was each individual element of the Bria Tov, each individual item in the Bria had value, but the Bria as a whole had value as well. And perhaps we can add, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just say Ki Tov, he said it's Tov Ma'od. Because the shleimus that could be achieved by merging all the elements of the Bria together was even greater than the value of each individual element of the Bria by itself. Sometimes joining items together brings out the hidden potential of the individual items. It can enhance and sometimes even transform those items. Sometimes the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. The Ran in Drush HaRishon and the Drushes echoes a similar sentiment. He says, we know that the Ketores is composed of 11 different spices. And one of them is the chelbana. Chelbana is not a sweet-smelling spice, and yet it's added to the Ketores. Why is that? It says the Ran, because the chelbana by itself is foul-smelling. But when combined with the other samimonim, with the other spices of the Ketores, the chelbana is able to bring out a more beautiful smell even in the other spices. And it too is transformed into a sweet-smelling spice, so that all together, the combination, the karovis of all of the samimonim together, produces an exquisitely beautiful fragrance. Putting different items together, even if some are not necessarily on the level of the other items, can bring out the hidden potential of all of the items. And the same is true with people. Sometimes when a person is in the right environment, when he's with people who are looking to grow and to accomplish, that can inspire him and it can bring him to an even higher level. And the same is true in a negative sense as well. The Ran there in his drasha, he points out that at the end of this week's parsha, the Torah talks about the Dor HaFloga. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the people in the Dor HaFloga very harshly. Seems a little bit puzzling. There was a good midah in the Dor HaFloga. It says, Vayhi kol haaretz sofa echos udvarim achadim. There was an achdus in the Dor HaFloga. Why were they punished so harshly, so severely? The Ran suggests that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the Dor HaFloga so harshly dafka because they had an achdus. Because achdus is a wonderful midah when it's used l'shem shamayim, when it's used for positive purposes. But the Dor HaFloga wanted to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with an achdus and that goal, they could have destroyed the whole world. People are united together. L'rach, when they're united together for a negative purpose, there can be catastrophic consequences. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to punish the Dor HaFloga and not allow them to follow through with their plans, because he realized that when people are in a negative environment, that environment can have a tremendous hashpah on them. And the hashpah of the Dor HaFloga was so significant, it would have been so significant because of their achdus, dafka because of the unity of spirit that they had, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt he had to punish them and destroy them and scatter them so that their evil plans would not be fulfilled. A person's environment can have a powerful impact on him, both for good and for bad. I think this idea is especially relevant in these times. We're not able to be together, we're socially distant. Many of the Talmidim are not able to come to the yeshiva. It's dafka at these times that we have to be mechazek ourselves in our learning, in our starim, to come to Seder, to come to Shir, to be more involved, to be mechazek in Torah, even more so. We shouldn't think that our coming to Seder, we shouldn't think that our learning, when we learn and how we learn, that's a personal decision. The reality is, it affects everyone. It not only affects ourselves, each person coming and being involved in his learning affects his chavrusa, it affects the shir, it affects the whole Beis Medrash. We can have a positive impact on everyone around us, and now is the time. Now is even more critical. It's a more critical time to be mechazik ourselves because of the circumstances that we find ourselves in. Because whatever we do to accomplish more and to work harder will have an incredible impact on the Talmidim that we come in contact with. If we do our part, if we put in the effort, hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the siyata d'shmaya we need to make this zman something truly memorable. So that not only will it be a zman of tremendous accomplishment for ourselves, but we'll also be able impact and to inspire all those around us as well. Good Shabbos.